I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
John Hines in for Shaletta Brundage. 34 years, as a matter of fact, with a couple of breaks in there, I think, because of some setbacks due to the pandemic. But 34 years for the annual, for the 34th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Breakfast happening. And it's happening at the Convention Center in downtown Minneapolis. One of the biggest celebrations, recognitions in the country, for that matter. Joined by Tamara Asamoah. I hope I'm saying that right, Tamara. And I appreciate you joining me this morning here on WCCO. Tamara is the Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Growth for General Mills. Thanks for making yourself available to talk about and to preview this this big day Saturday morning. Or Monday morning. Monday morning.
Monday morning, bright and early. I'm excited to be here with you. And interesting, because you were saying that we might have taken a couple of breaks in there for COVID. We actually didn't. We have celebrated this breakfast every year for the past 34 years. During COVID, we just did it virtually. So we pivoted, and we're excited to be back completely in person this year.
That's what I should have said. I should have said returning in person. We're celebrating the life and legacy. You have a great lineup of speakers, the keynote speaker. Give me a rundown. First of all, I want to let people know that the doors will open at the convention center at 7 a.m. And I imagine it's going to be a lot of hustling around and such because of everybody dressed for the winter. So you've got to find places to hang up your coats and your jackets and such. But get there early, get there on time. I think the breakfast itself starts at 7:30. Is that right, Tamara?
So we serve breakfast at 7:30. The official program starts at 8. So the official program runs 8 to 9:30. You're correct that doors open at 7, and we're serving breakfast at 7:30. So come early, leave lots of time to get settled, to be greeting lots of friends, coworkers, people in the community. It's going to be a good time.
How many people do you anticipate will attend this event?
We literally just sold it in the last couple of days, and we are right at 2,500 people. Is either at or slightly above totals that we had pre-pandemic. So we are excited to have all of that energy in the room to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King.
I am also very pleased to announce that WCCO Radio will be broadcasting the live events portion beginning at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. So you'll be able to hear everything that is going on. Tell me about what we're anticipating for the speakers, the keynote address, and those things that go with this, Tamara.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. We are really pivoting off our theme for this year, which is leading onward, elevating new voices for justice and equality. And in that spirit, our keynote speaker this year is Marley Diaz. She is a young author, an entrepreneur, and cultural influencer, and most importantly, an advocate for bringing new voices to the conversation. When she was 11, she started a movement to get more books that had Black girls as the protagonists in schools, on the shelves of public libraries, and she far exceeded her goal, had 15,000 books donated across the country towards that effort, and she has been building her momentum since then. We're going to have a moderated conversation with her, and the moderator is going to be Dr. Uhuru Williams. He is a professor of history and the founding director of the Racial Justice Initiative at the University of St. Thomas. So you're going to get to hear both a local voice and a national voice on how people today are bringing new energy, sort of new ways of really achieving Dr. Martin Luther King's dream of making this a more just, a more equal world.
You know, the neat thing is, too, there's also some great music from both the group Known, which is a Minneapolis-based, I think they're audition-based, right? Youth choir.
Yes. And so we actually have two really great local acts. You referenced Known Minneapolis. They're an audition-based youth choir that is founded and directed by Cortland Pickens. Their age range runs from age 12 to age 25, and they really anchor in helping young people truly find their voice, both figuratively and literally, and helping to build their esteem and showing them how they can be an agent for positive change in the world. So we're excited to have them. And we're also going to have a group called None Above. For those of you that that follow America's Got Talent, they were on America's Got Talent back in 2018, based right here in the Twin Cities. It's a four-sibling band, and they describe their sound being positive alternative pop. So excited to have them both perform individually as well as a collective.
Oh, cool. Tamara Asimov, my guest here this afternoon on WCCO Radio, talking about the MLK Day breakfast coming up Monday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Is it still possible, I'm curious to know, for people to get tickets for this event?
I will never say no. The easiest way to find that out is to go to MLKbreakfast.com. I'll say that again, MLKbreakfast.com. That is where you can find all information relevant to the breakfast, including tickets. I think we were getting right down to the wire, getting to our full capacity of 2,500, but for the latest and greatest, it's absolutely go there. And if you can't get tickets, you're absolutely right in them being able to listen to WCCO Radio to it live or afterwards on that same link. They'll be able to access the full recording starting the Tuesday afterwards.
I would like to also, just because I'm a big supporter of the hometown companies here, but to mention that besides Best Buy, besides UNCF, and I think everybody is familiar with them as they are recognizing their 80th anniversary, but General Mills also, again, partnering with this to help sponsor, put this event on. So I applaud your company, Tamara, and I appreciate the good things that you do. As a matter of fact, G, in this case, in General Mills, G is for good. Explain that connection.
It is. So one of our founding values is that G stands for good. And for us, that means how are we showing up in our hometown communities and helping to make those communities better. And we absolutely see the breakfast as one of the core pillars of how we do that. It's how are we bringing people together, reminding them of what our core values are, and how are we helping people to live that out on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And a very practical way to do that is General Mills and UNCF are once again partnering with Hands On Twin Cities as our volunteerism partner. And on the day off, as well as that week and throughout, if you go to MLKbreakfast.com, you'll find a lot of really great opportunities to get out into the community and be helping to live out the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, I think that if, from my recollection, in my history, Tamara, that's what MLK Day has become. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day recognition has become was a day of service for many employers giving that time off and hoping that their employees will utilize that as a time of service.
Exactly. Even at General Mills, one of the things that we're doing is we can't accommodate all our employees in person at the breakfast, but we're doing a simulcast in the building. And then immediately after the simulcast, we're having an on-site volunteering event where we're having employees be able to bring their kids, their families on site to be participating in a way of giving back. So I'm absolutely hopeful that that's happening across the Twin Cities and across the state of Minnesota.
All right. I want to remind everybody, too, that if you are unable to attend this breakfast at the Minneapolis Convention Center on Monday morning, with the doors opening at 7, breakfast at 7:30, and the program begins at 8, you'll hear that program in its entirety on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. So a great opportunity as we present and provide that. So, Tamara, thank you for coming on here with me this Saturday afternoon to get the information out. You know this very well. You've got it all figured out. I appreciate your joining me.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You take care. It is coming up 1:43. We could take a break on this and get some more information, but I hope that you get that opportunity to participate or at least listen in. Marley Diaz just sounds like a phenomenal young lady who has got a great story to tell. And our guest from St. Thomas is also going to be a special invitation, a special opportunity to listen to Uhuru Williams. Dr. Williams will join and talk about some of the things that are happening at St. Thomas and such as he moderates the discussion with Marley Diaz. This time out, we'll be back with more here. News Talk 830 WCCO. John Hines in for Shaletta Brundage. 34 years, as a matter of fact, with a couple of breaks in there, I think, because of some setbacks due to the pandemic. But 34 years for the annual 34th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Breakfast happening. And it's happening at the Convention Center in downtown Minneapolis, one of the biggest celebrations, recognitions in the country, for that matter. Joined by Tamara Asamoah. I hope I'm saying that right, Tamara, and I appreciate you joining me this morning here on WCCO. Tamara is the Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Growth for General Mills. Thanks for making yourself available to talk about and to preview this this big day Saturday morning. Or Monday morning. Monday morning.
Monday morning, bright and early. I'm excited to be here with you. And interesting, because you were saying that we might have taken a couple of breaks in there for COVID. We actually didn't. We have celebrated this breakfast every year for the past 34 years. During COVID, we just did it virtually. So we pivoted, and we're excited to be back completely in person this year.
That's what I should have said. I should have said returning in person. We're celebrating the life and legacy. You have a great lineup of speakers, the keynote speaker. Give me a rundown. First of all, I want to let people know that the doors will open at the convention center at 7 a.m. And I imagine it's going to be a lot of hustling around and such because of everybody dressed for the winter. So you've got to find places to hang up your coats and your jackets and such. But get there early, get there on time. I think the breakfast itself starts at 7:30. Is that right, Tamara?
So we serve breakfast at 7:30. The official program starts at 8. So the official program runs 8 to 9:30. You're correct that doors open at 7, and we're serving breakfast at 7:30. So come early, leave lots of time to get settled, to be greeting lots of friends, coworkers, people in the community. It's going to be a good time.
How many people do you anticipate will attend this event?
We literally just sold it in the last couple of days, and we are right at 2,500 people. Is either at or slightly above totals that we had pre-pandemic. So we are excited to have all of that energy in the room to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King.
I am also very pleased to announce that WCCO Radio will be broadcasting the live events portion beginning at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. So you'll be able to hear everything that is going on. Tell me about what we're anticipating for the speakers, the keynote address, and those things that go with this, Tamara.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. We are really pivoting off our theme for this year, which is leading onward, elevating new voices for justice and equality. And in that spirit, our keynote speaker this year is Marley Diaz. She is a young author, an entrepreneur, and cultural influencer, and most importantly, an advocate for bringing new voices to the conversation. When she was 11, she started a movement to get more books that had Black girls as the protagonists in schools, on the shelves of public libraries. And she far exceeded her goal, had 15,000 books donated across the country towards that effort. And she has been building her momentum since then. We're going to have a moderated conversation with her, and the moderator is going to be Dr. Uhuru Williams. He is a professor of history and the founding director of the Racial Justice Initiative at the University of St. Thomas. So you're going to get to hear both a local voice and a national voice on how people today are bringing new energy, sort of new ways of really achieving Dr. Martin Luther King's dream of making this a more just, a more equal world.
You know, the neat thing is, too, there's also some great music from both the group Known, which is a Minneapolis-based, I think they're audition-based, right? Youth choir.
Yes. And so we actually have two really great local acts. You referenced Known Minneapolis. They're an audition-based youth choir that is founded and directed by Cortland Pickens. Their age range runs from age 12 to age 25, and they really anchor in helping young people truly find their voice, both figuratively and literally, and helping to build their esteem and showing them how they can be an agent for positive change in the world. So we're excited to have them. And we're also going to have a group called None Above. For those of you that that follow America's Got Talent, they were on America's Got Talent back in 2018, based right here in the Twin Cities. It's a four-sibling band, and they describe their sound being positive alternative pop. So excited to have them both perform individually as well as a collective.
Oh, cool. Tamara Asimov, my guest here this afternoon on WCCO Radio, talking about the MLK Day breakfast coming up Monday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Is it still possible, I'm curious to know, for people to get tickets for this event?
I will never say no. The easiest way to find that out is to go to MLKBreakfast.com. I'll say that again, MLKBreakfast.com. That is where you can find all information relevant to the breakfast, including tickets. I think we were getting right down to the wire, getting to our full capacity of 2,500, but for the latest and greatest, it's absolutely go there. And if you can't get tickets, you're absolutely right in them being able to listen to WCCO Radio to it live or afterwards on that same link. They'll be able to access the full recording starting the Tuesday afterwards.
I would like to also, just because I'm a big supporter of the hometown companies here, but to mention that besides Best Buy, besides UNCF, and I think everybody is familiar with them as they are recognizing their 80th anniversary, but General Mills also, again, partnering with this to help sponsor, put this event on. So I applaud your company, Tamara, and I appreciate the good things that you do. As a matter of fact, G, in this case, in General Mills, G is for good. Explain that connection.
It is. So one of our founding values is that G stands for good. And for us, that means how are we showing up in our hometown communities and helping to make those communities better? And we absolutely see the breakfast as one of the core pillars of how we do that. It's how are we bringing people together, reminding them of what our core values are, and how are we helping people to live that out on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And a very practical way to do that is General Mills and UNCF are once again partnering with Hands On Twin Cities as our volunteerism partner. And on the day off, as well as that week and throughout, if you go to MLKBreakfast.com, you'll find a lot of really great opportunities to get out into the community and be helping to live out the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, I think that if, from my recollection, in my history, Tamara, that's what MLK Day has become. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day recognition has become was a day of service for and many employers giving that time off and hoping that their employees will utilize that as a time of service.
Exactly. Even at General Mills, one of the things that we're doing is we can't accommodate all our employees in person at the breakfast, but we're doing a simulcast in the building. And then immediately after the simulcast, we're having an on-site volunteering event where we're having employees be able to bring their kids, their families on site to be participating in a way of giving back. So I'm absolutely hopeful that that's happening across the Twin Cities and across the state of Minnesota.
All right. I want to remind everybody, too, that if you are unable to attend this breakfast at the Minneapolis Convention Center on Monday morning, with the doors opening at 7, breakfast at 7:30, and the program begins at 8, you'll hear that program in its entirety on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. So a great opportunity as we present and provide that. So, Tamara, thank you for coming on here with me this Saturday afternoon to get the information out. You know this very well. You've got it all figured out. I appreciate your joining me.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You take care. It is coming up 1:43. We could take a break on this and get some more information, but I hope that you get that opportunity to participate or at least listen in. Marley Diaz just sounds like a phenomenal young lady who has got a great story to tell. And our guest from St. Thomas is also going to be a special invitation, a special opportunity to listen to Uhuru Williams. Dr. Williams will join and talk about some of the things that are happening at St. Thomas and such as he moderates the discussion with Marley Diaz. This time out, we'll be back with more here. News Talk 830 WCCO.